Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 19th, 2023. Week two in season six of this fine podcast. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm very well, G-Man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm ready to, ready to crack through it.
We are indeed. It's late on Wednesday night. I think we're into stoppage time in the Man City to Sevilla Super Cup thing.
All right, okay. I didn't even know it was on tonight.
It's just finished one each, so I think it's straight to penalties. So Bet365 super boost of Haaland scoring in Man City to lift the trophy is long dead because he did not score. But apart from that, I am great. We had a good weekend last week, which we will get to. But before that, let's introduce this week's guest. So we had Dave Greenfield on last week. Dave, as always, doing a superb job. But this week, we welcome back Mr. Jerome Else. How are you doing, Jerome?
Good. Evening, both of you.
Nice. How are you feeling this year? Obviously, big Crystal Palace fan. How are you feeling about the Eagles' chances this year?
Yeah, not great. Our hearts being ripped out every day as we speak.
Yeah, pretty bleak, mate. That's pretty bleak.
So, yeah, Zaha went in the summer. And Lise is about to go to Chelsea. Cheick Doucouré looks like he's going to Liverpool. So we are not happy right now. But this football, right?
At least you didn't get relegated last year like my team did. So, you know, it can always be worse. It can always be better. But it can always be worse.
We're all just feeder clubs.
Yeah. That's what you find out, mate.
Eventually, everyone's a feeder club.
Everyone's a feeder.
Like three select clubs.
Yep.
Oh, well, let's talk about happier things like last week's results. So we'll quickly run through how we got on. In the opening week of the 23-24 season, my banker won. I was in Denmark in the Superliga. Another win for FC Copenhagen, although they left it late. It was 0-0 at halftime. They went a goal down and then scored twice in the last 10 minutes. So a stoppage time winner for them to beat Odense. Odds of 9-20, so just under 1-2. So quite a high priced banker, but you know, it got there.
My banker was interesting. I'd taken Ustiken or draw versus Landskrona in the Superettan and Swedish second division. This was 1-4. They won 5-1. So maybe it was a bit conservative.
A bit too cautious.
Yeah, about that, because it was 5-6 to just take them upright, but that's not a banker. But yeah, good result. 5-1, banker in.
1-4. Banker in, job done. That meant the last pick was Dave's banker pick, PSV against Utrecht, and they won 2-0, the early payout coming after 77 minutes. So the banker treble came in at odds of 1.5-1, which is what we always want to see. Get those bankers in. Sort of pays for everything else.
It does.
So a very good week. A good start to the new season with all three bankers coming good. On to the value picks then, and I was staying in Denmark for another team with a 100% record, albeit the season is only 3 weeks old. Randers versus FC Norgeland, and the away win for Norgeland was priced up at 10-11. They won 5-0.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Like, it is. Do you want to talk about Dave's value pick then, because of how the weekend unfolded?
Yeah, absolutely. So next up chronologically was Dave's pick, Gillingham against Accrington Stanley. Just better than even money at 11-10. They won 1-0, goal in the 29th minute, saw it out. So three bankers, two values in, all waiting on you, G-Man, to complete the big sixfold, if anyone was so inclined.
I know you were so inclined because I was in a car with you and you were saying, well, I mean, I can say anything on this podcast, but you were using quite a lot of choice language about my selection. This was Hammarby versus Elfsborg. I fancied Elfsborg away at 5-4 in a fixture that traditionally favoured the home club. Whoever it is between them, the home club won this game 1-0. Hammarby won. So I'm backing them this week in a different thing. But yeah, disappointed not to get that in, because that was, I went 3 or 4 and that was the only blot on my otherwise very good copybook. And basically and the one game that cost a lot of good fortune because of how the charities rolled out.
Yeah, it was a shame because, as I say, I backed the sixfold as well of all the bankers and all the values. So it let down the value treble, let down the sixfold. And because it was the last match chronologically, it feels worse.
Yeah.
You know, when we were sitting in the car on the way back from Aberdeen listening to this or keeping a tab on it. And I think Elfsborg's XG never got bigger than like fucking 0.1. It didn't even look like they were in the game.
Jerome, it was like 40 minutes in and Andy looked at it like we stopped to go for a piss and he looked at it and it was like 0.05 XG. And I was like, that doesn't sound good.
That's a through ball that's gone through the goalie and he's picked it up. Yeah, so that was a shame. But 5 out of 6 is pretty damn good for week 1. And will only improve as the season goes on. On to the outsiders then. I stayed in Denmark here for Brøndby versus Lyngby, taking the away win because I really liked the 3-1 price. I should not have liked the 3-1 price. They lost 3-0. There are excuses for this though. They got a man sent off at the beginning of the second half and played 42 minutes of the game with 10 men. And 2 of those 3 Brøndby goals came in 84 and 90 minutes. So it was closer than it sounds. And obviously playing with a man down did them no favours at all. So my outsider was no good. Very similar to Dave's, who took Burton Albion at home to Derby at the same price, 3-1. They lost 3-0 as well. So myself and Dave, no joy on the outsiders. But this is where you came good, Gordo.
It was. And thankfully, it went off at 21-10. So I feel better about my no below 2-1 outsiders. This was Viking away at Lillestrøm. Viking won this game 3-1. So they were actually early paid out, 68th minute.
Kept getting goal alerts from that game. So they'd already early paid out. And I kept getting goal alerts thinking it was Elfsborg.
Yeah.
It was from this fucking game instead.
Yes.
Really annoying.
Alas, we go on.
On to the charity bets then. And over the summer, we kept running for Patreon, for our Patreon members. And we actually hit our last 2 charity bets of the summer in a row. So we're coming into this one off of back-to-back wins for charity. However, this one did not come in. I didn't do us any favours. I took Cerezo Osaka away at Kashiwa Reysol and it was a 1-1 draw. Sounds close, wasn't close. Osaka's goal came in the 97th minute with basically the last kick of the game. So at no point did I think this was close to coming in. I apologise to charity, but Dave can apologise as well because his pick lost too. He took Southampton against Norwich. And I don't know if, Jerome, if you had goal alerts on for this game.
But
if
you did, 4-4.
Yeah, your phone would have been pinging constantly.
Mental.
Finished 4-each. Although no side got 2 goals ahead, though. So there were no early payouts in that at all. It just ended up a 4-all draw. So yeah, Dave and I failing charity this week. But Gordo,
What should have been my value pick for this week was St Mirren versus Dundee. And St Mirren were paid out in first half for this. Dundee were a bit unlucky, actually. Missed a penalty in the first half. St Mirren, overall in the game, were expected the 0.37 XG and scored 2 goals. So, they were just hitting them on the counter. They've been good recently, and they're a better quality team than Dundee. So, a fair result on league position and general understanding of the Scottish leagues, maybe not so on the actual statistics of the game. But yeah, St Mirren won for me, just under even money, 19-10.
So overall, 5 out of 6 for the bankers and values. Gordo went 3 of 4 for the week. A pretty good start to this season. And something we'll be looking to replicate this week. So we're about to head into our short break for everyone listening on the normal podcast channels. For our Patreon members, though, you're about to get the middle section of the show, which is where we talk about some of the picks that we like that didn't make the final cut of the show. So things that we think are still good bets for the weekend ahead, little extra ones. And that's the section we're about to delve into now. If you fancy joining us on Patreon, you give something back to the show. It's £6 a month, but you do get that middle section. You get an early release of this podcast in video format. So you get to see us all. You get the cheat sheet. So that's all the picks for the weekend ahead written down. You can just pull that up on your phone on the Patreon app. And you also get some extra content shows as well. So whenever there's a big golf tournament, darts, the Cheltenham Festival for horse racing, something we think that we have something valuable to say on, we'll do an extra show for Patreon members too. So do come join us on Patreon. Also, mentioned it last week, Eddie Brimson, comedian, avid Watford fan and follower of this show, has a new podcast, Through Wind, Rain and Snow. And I was the guest last week. So if you fancy listening to me talk about Dundee United versus Dunfermline, my favourite football kits over the years, and just some general stories of having watched football across the country, across several countries. No gambling chat, just me talking random football stories. Hit up Through Wind, Rain and Snow. You'll find it on all the normal podcast channels. Don't know how good my episode will be, but I have listened back to it. I thought it was all right. But they'll certainly be very entertaining. You'll have several guests on throughout the season. Okay, Patreon members, we shall see you in a second. Everyone else, we will see you after this short break.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, August 19th, 2023. Usual story, banker pick from each of us, value pick from each of us, outsider pick from each of us, and then a selection from each of us that we combine as a treble, put a tenner on it, and all proceeds go to charity should it come in. Okay, gentlemen, I shall start us. No points for guessing what my banker is this week. It's Friday, 6 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for Villa against FC Copenhagen, and the away win here for FC Copenhagen is 1-2. So if you're looking for this game, just search for FC Copenhagen, because the way you spell Villa is H-V-I-D-O-V-R-E.
It's the team we've been calling Hividador for.
Yeah, exactly.
Year.
Or like, yeah. You know, that's like the English.
Yeah.
Phonetic pronunciation of it. But how do we look? You know, I wanted to do it properly. So how do we look at how you actually pronounce this in Danish? And it's Villa. Anyway, Copenhagen, last season's champions. They're perfect this campaign. They've won their opening four league fixtures. They came from behind as my banker last week to beat Odense 2-1. They crushed Randers 4-0 at home the week before. The only thing is here, the schedule is coming thick and fast for them at the moment. But the good thing is they keep winning. So they were playing on Tuesday night against Sparta Prague in the Champions League qualifiers. They drew 1-1 in regular time, 3-3 after extra time, and 1-1 on penalties. So that was Tuesday, and they're playing again on Friday here. But they won't get many easier games in the Superliga than newly promoted Villa. They've started their league campaign with 2 draws and 2 losses. Both those draws have actually come away from home, so they've taken 0 points at home. And The 2 draws were against pretty mediocre teams, Viborg and Randers, and they get beaten by the quality teams, Midtjylland and Aarhus. So Copenhagen being a quality team, favourites for the league this year, league champions last year, unbeaten so far. In fact, a 100% start. 1-2 is just a big price. And the reason it's that big is they're playing a lot of games in a short space of time. But they'll be keen to win this one. You don't want to drop points against the league new boys. So I'm confident. 1-2 for FC Co.
Cool. I'm in Spain for mine. This is Saturday at 6:30 at night. I was trying to think of, I think the Sunday game's the one they show on ITV4, so it's not the one you can maybe catch. It's Almeria versus Real Madrid, and I'll be taking Real Madrid away from home at 2-5. Real Madrid started really strongly their campaign with a 2-0 win away at Atletico Bilbao, a fixture they've not done too well in of recent. They've dropped points. They've lost to Bilbao in that fixture before. Almeria started terribly by losing 2-0 away to Real Vallecano. And if you had a look at Almeria last year, how they stayed in the La Liga was by winning home games, and losing it to a team that is probably going to be fighting out with you 2-0. No red cards or anything in the game, just lost a clean 2-0. Isn't the way you want to go about it. Their preseason was also weird as well. I looked at the teams they played against. Their preseason was 5 games. They played Granada, who are in the league below. They beat them 1-0. Granada got a man sent off. They played Antequera, who are in that Liga RFEF 1. Drew 1 each with them. They lost to Malaga, who've just been relegated out of La Liga 2. They drew with Las Palmas, who draw every game and they play in the Spanish second division. And then they beat a team called Ejido 7-0. That team are in RFEF 5, which is the 5th division in Spain. It's weird preseason. Like, you just start playing against like plumbers and air conditioning like guys out of like in the
air conditioning guys.
I was trying to think HVAC guys that are in, having a look at them because they're sponsored by Ejido are sponsored by an air conditioning company. When I looked at the thing and I was like, I wonder if that's because most of the guys in their team are like just we all clubbed together, just bought the sponsorship, and they'll probably one of us at left back. But yeah, so a crap preseason, crap start to the season, played against Real Madrid 2-5. I'd be happy with that. Jerome, what you got?
Mine is Premier League Saturday, 8 o'clock, worst fixture for fans. Castle against Man City, 3-4, both teams to score. So don't have much to go on, but obviously Man City, they're going to score. They're just Man City. And Newcastle got 5 last time out against Aston Villa. Alexander Isak got a couple, and they just got firepower all over the pitch. Me personally, when I look at Newcastle squad, I don't know how that squad made Champions League, but they did. They got goals in them. So we just need one from Newcastle, and Man City will do what Man City do and score a goal, definitely.
Sounds good. Like it.
Love it. It does sound good. So if you fancied combining those 3 picks, so FC Copenhagen, Real Madrid, and both teams to score in the Man City versus Newcastle game, you'll get odds of 2.67 to 1. It's pretty good. Over 2.5 to 1 for the Manker Treble this week. On to the value picks then. So these generally tend to be higher priced, generally around even money. Mine, I'm staying in the Danish Superliga Sunday at 1 p.m. for another team that have done me really well so far this season, FC Nordjylland, who are away at Silkeborg. And the away win is priced at better than even money, 8-7. So Nordjylland, very much like FC Copenhagen, started off the Super League really well. They've taken a maximum 12 points from their first 4 matches, but they have done it in great style. They won 4-1 at home to Viborg. They were my value that week. They won 3-1 away at Aarhus when they were my outsider. 3-1 at home to Brøndby, once again my value. And then last week they beat Randers 5-0, again as my value pick. So I'm just going to keep taking them until this stops. But they're not just winning. They're crushing teams. And I really like them here against the Silkeborg side that have only picked up 4 points from their first 4 matches. They've lost to good teams, Midtjylland. They've lost to Brøndby, which is not great. They've started dodgily. And they've picked up draws, a draw against Aarhus and beat a pretty terrible Vejle team. So there's not much here. We're only 4 games in, but there's enough to say that Nordjylland are certainly the form side here and a better team than Silkeborg. And with the run that they're on, I'd be taking them at better than even money against pretty much anyone in the league, maybe with the exception of FC Copenhagen, but definitely against Silkeborg. So value pick for this week, Nordjylland, 8-7. I will caveat this. They do have to play FCSB tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Stoia Bucharest.
Yeah, exactly. Well done. They went to Romania and drew 0-0 in the first leg. So this leg's at least a home game for Nordjylland on Thursday night. And then they've got until Sunday to rest up and come out against Silkeborg. So while they're playing in Europe, I don't think it will have that much of an effect. Hopefully they can get the job done in 90 minutes, whether they win or lose, so that they're not knackered for this one. But better than evens against Silkeborg is good.
What a connection I have between what you've just said. So speaking of Romania, sponsored by Dacia, Udinese versus Juventus here is the game that I'm in for my value pick. And I'll be taking Juventus away from home to start their season right with no games played so far. 7-8 or 6-7 you'll get for Juventus win. They've done really well in this fixture over the last 5 meetings. they've drawn one and won five. That's home and away. And that just goes back to 2021. If you look at Juventus' preseason, it's been pretty good. They beat Real Madrid 3-1. They beat AC Milan on pens. They beat Udinese in the last game, the final game of last season, which was in there as well. And at Atalanta as well, they've played and they got a draw in that game. Udinese have kind of had a weird preseason where they played against like a lot of German and Cypriot teams. Boys just sound like they fancied a decent away day by the looks of it. But the Juventus have made some kind of decent signings. Timothy Weah being one of them. Got Moise Keane back from Everton. Dusan Vlahovic, who's been quite good for them. Signed a couple of Udinese's players as well. I fancy Juventus to come back this season and get towards being back towards the top of this league. I think they'll challenge for it, even though they deducted points last season. So you'll get Juve at 6-7, 5-6, 7-8, depending on where you get it. And I think that's a good price to do so. Jerome, value time. What you got?
So just the mine's League One in the EFL. They're just in my head now that they're going to lose every game. Port Vale, they just have to lose every game. They lost the opening game like 6-0. So that's it. They can't win a game.
They can't win a game. Money.
They're going through the whole season. They're not winning a game. But so we've gone Charlton at home, evens. Like Charlton, it's been three games in League One and they haven't started. They've got one win. Won two losses, but just Port Vale, they don't travel well. They never have. So we've gone for a Charlton win, evens. So I like that one, evens.
Decent.
Yeah, I'm on board. So that means a value treble if you fancy combining Norgeland, Juventus, and Charlton, you'd get at just shy of 7-1, 6.95-1. So pretty decent price there for three things that we really like. All around even money. Norgeland just above, Juventus just below, and Charlton bang on. On to the outsiders then. I'm staying in Denmark. It's a Denmark-heavy show for me this weekend. My outsider is Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Superliga for Lyngby versus Randers. I took Lyngby last week against Brøndby. I'm now going to back against them. Through four games, Lyngby have 4 points. Randers have two. There is not much to like in either of these teams this year. I think they're both going to struggle. The one thing I do like about this matchup, though, is the recent head-to-head record between the sides. Randers have won this fixture the last three times that the sides have played, and they've won the last two times that they've gone away to Lyngby, 2-0 last year and 3-0 in 2020. You'll get them in 9-4. That's the reasoning. The fact they're over 2-1 here makes a small punt on them worthwhile, in my opinion, with that head-to-head record in a game that I think is pretty much a coin flip.
Sounds good. I feel like I'm getting back into where I'm more comfortable now. But first, I mean, you listen, who are you picking? Real Madrid and Juventus as your first two games? It's like if you ask like a six-year-old to do the podcast for you, it's like, who are you having yours out? It's like Barcelona.
Arsenal.
So, yeah. I mean, that they're safe. They're safe for a different occasion. But yeah, so moving back into games that I'm more comfortable with. This is Saturday. This is 5:30. Good Italian kickoff time, that. Sierra A, Empoli versus Verona. A game that's screaming out to be a one-each draw. This is obviously the first game of the season. Both teams last season were not at the good end of the table. They both juked it out and avoided heading down to the Sierra B. This game is as drawy as it gets between them. Last three meetings have been one each. Like all three have been one each. That one of them happened in May last year, then both in 2022 before that. Game before that was 4-3. Game before that was 2-1. Hardly anything separates them here. Like it's just teams that seem to... And both teams would be relatively happy on the first game of the season getting a point. They're going to be duking it out in the relegation zone. So not losing ground to the other team is fine. One each is 5-1. A more sensible bet is 11-5 on the draw. Back to leagues I like. So, Jerome, what you got in the outsider area?
So, as always, I'll say I caveat outsider as it shouldn't happen, but it could happen. So it's 11-2, Cardiff away at Leicester. So actually, these past two fixtures, have been Cardiff to beat Leicester 1-0. They've actually won 1-0 in these past two fixtures. It is over the space of 11 years, so I don't know how many players have played in this fixture, but it's happened.
Now stats are stats.
There for a reason. So we don't. If we look at all the form, we don't love it, but that's what an outsider is. It's that one that we're gonna do it. They're gonna do it. And that, when I did actually watch them on the opening day, because obviously we've been starved of football, and I saw them at Leeds, and they went 2-0 up early doors, and they looked like they're getting promoted, and then obviously they let it slide. But I liked Cardiff. They got goals in them, and I always like a team that's got goals in them.
Mm-hmm. You've got previous for this, Jerome. Last year you picked like a 9-1 outsider that won.
It was Sheffield Wednesday away at Newcastle.
It was
just
Dave Greenfield giving him pelters in the Facebook group.
Yeah,
and then boom, there you are.
Don't know what I'm talking about, and they did it.
Exactly. So let's have a replay of that, please. So that is wins for Randers, a draw between Empoli and Verona, and a win for Cardiff, 66.6-1 for the outsiders. Ooh. This week, if you combine them. I'll have a wee touch on the Trixie.
Yeah.
So I just need two out of the three to come in for healthy returns based on the odds being given there. Okay, on to the charity bet then. So I'll be putting it on this week, Gordo, seeing as you were successful with your pick last week and I was unsuccessful. I am staying much closer to home. We're leaving Denmark. We're coming back to Scotland Saturday at 3 p.m., a traditional UK kickoff time. For the only game in the Scottish Championship this weekend, are Broth versus Queen's Park. And I fancy Queen's Park went away from home here at better than even money, odds of 6-5. Queen's Park are the only team to start the Championship campaign with two wins. So we're only two games in, and they're the only team that have managed to win twice. They won 2-1 away at Inverness, hard place to go, good win. And then 2-1 at home against Arbroath, the team they're playing now. The reason they're playing this, right, is that Scottish football has redesigned the League Cup recently, and the lower leagues play group stages in the pre-season in order to define who goes into the knockout stages now. And both these teams get knocked out. So instead of playing a midweek fixture when the rest of the league's playing in October, they've gone, you just want to play on Saturday, seeing as both of us are up to nothing. Which makes complete sense. And why they're playing back-to-back, essentially. So Queen's Park started with those two wins. Arbroath, they've started with two losses. They get pumped 4-0 at home to Dundee United. They lost all four goals in the first half. And then, obviously, Queen's Park beat them 2-1 in Glasgow last weekend. Queen's Park may have only won 2-1 at the weekend, but I was speaking to Queen's Park nut and season ticket holder and like Queen's Park official and goes to absolutely everything Queen's Park, Mr. Martin Harvey, Gordo, the you know.
Sitting beside him today, yeah.
Yeah, they should have scored 5 or 6, according to him. So while it was 2-1, they absolutely battered them. And when I watched them play Dundee United and United went 4-0 up in the first half, you could see that Arbroath are going to be a team that's going to struggle this year. And Queen's Park are going to be pretty good. So better than even money is very, very tasty. So that's my charity pick this week, Queen's Park.
Well, I'm in the real tasty zone here for my pick. I'm taking a 17-11 away pick here. This is Kalmar versus Hammarby. It's Sunday at 4:30 in the Allsvenskan. That's the top Swedish league. Hammarby, who fucked me over last week, so I'm going to back them this week. this was... Hammarby beat Elfsborg last week, impressively so considering Elfsborg at the top of the table. But they play against a rather shit Kalmar team who've just been knocked out of the UEFA Conference League by Punic, who then have to play Bodo. They basically are just touring all the like Scandi teams. Like this Armenian team has played like Klaksvik before the Faroese team, and like they're just moving around. So anyway, I'm going to take Hammarby away at Kalmar. They're right beside each other on the table. The league is 19 games in. It's 28 points versus 26. Hammarby's recent form has been much, much better, though. Last five games, they've taken 12 points. Kalmar have taken 4 from the last 5, so they're averaging under a draw a game here. 3 goals scored, 9 conceded. Not exactly lighting the world on fire. Hammarby, 8 goals scored, 4 conceded in there. What's been more impressive with Hammarby is who they've beaten. there's been teams in there that you're looking at and you think, yeah, they're going to challenge for the title, and you've just beat them 1-0. Kalmar are losing to teams that will probably be playing in a league. I also like betting on the Super Etan next year, like Sirius. Sirius, and who was the team before them as well? Sorry, I just need to click down slightly. Varberg was the other one they're losing to. So if you're not familiar with them, that's because they're not very good in this league. Anyway, I just think Hammarby will have too much for Kalmar. You get 17-11 or 7-5 between, depending on which bookmaker you go with there. So a bit of variance.
I'm getting 31-20 right now on 365. So just better than 6-4. One thing about these leagues, Gordon, is I'll just never, you know, as being an English speaker, I'll just never understand how the Super Etan is the second tier and the Allsvenskan is the top tier.
Yeah,
it just sounds the wrong way around.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
You know, leagues that begin with super, like the Super League in Turkey or the Superliga in Denmark, they're always the top tier.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the third division is in Sweden?
It's the elite Seeren.
It's like it goes down, so it's like it gets more like turbo, yeah,
elite
Seeren.
And then prestige platinum.
Yeah.
Platinum winners champions league. Yeah, yeah. It's like it's
yeah, it's basically played in a park, like the same four teams.
Supers for babies.
Yeah, that's it's just like it goes on out. So, Jerome, how are you going to round out the show? What's your charity? Who are you on?
All right. I hate it because it's our keeper. He's on loan down there, Colchester. But it doesn't seem like he can catch a cold. Owen Goodman is the starting keeper right now for Colchester. But they at home, they lost 2-0. They look hopeless. They can't score. They concede lots. And it's against MK Dons, who do the exact opposite. Don't concede many. Entertaining, score lots at Colchester. So I like that one for the charity. And that is 3-2. So we like MK Dons away at Colchester on Saturday, 3:00. Like that one.
It's 6-4. Great.
Was it?
It's 3-2, 6-4, same thing. I just always give Gordon a hard time when he says 3-2. I'm like, 6-4.
Perfect.
But that's a big price. And the way that you gave the sort of write up there of that game, Jerome, I'm thinking that MK Dons are 100% cert here.
As I said, it's our lone keeper. He's young.
You're very convincing.
But they got nothing.
Fantastic. That's a big charity treble then. All better than even money in around the 1.5-1 price. So that's wins for Queen's Park, Hammarby, and MK Dons. 13.02-1. That'd be 140 quid
for like
charity
that.
Next week if I'd we like can that. Get the charity treble in. And we all like the picks, so we hope it's got a good chance. There are the picks from this week's show. You can get them all written down for you if you join up to our Patreon channel. So www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or Gary Black, our producer, who we mention sometimes, and new listeners might have heard us refer to Gary and not know what we're talking about. Gary produces the show, does a great job, and he has told me just to point people to trampledbet.com, and then you can find all the links there. I just like to spoon feed people, you know, this is exactly what you need to do. But apparently trampledbet.com is the place to go. And you can find all the Patreon stuff, all the different channels that we're on. Probably a link to our Facebook group as well. If you're not a member of that, absolutely free to join. Do sign up. There's some great stuff in there. Bruce Much just hitting every golf tournament
he touches.
What the fuck, man? I think he's just hit
80-1.
80-1 winner.
Again.
So he's done that 2 weeks in a row. Lucas Glover, 80-1 winner. And I've seen comments underneath of several of the Facebook members just chucking a fiver on it. And they now have 500 quid.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, Bruce. You're doing an absolutely tremendous job there. It's fantastic. And I see he's already put a write-up for this week's tournament in as well. So you might want to have a look at that and take one or two of his selections from there. But there's loads of good stuff in the Facebook group, so join that. And if you're one of our listeners that doesn't listen to the beginning bit of the show, like I want to believe that doesn't happen. But I'm certain there'll be people that skip to just this week's picks. And therefore, maybe don't listen to the beginning. But I'm the guest on Eddie Brimson's new podcast Through Wind, Rain and Snow this week. So check that out. It's just me talking about Dundee United. Nothing gambling related. Just Dundee United and low league football games that I've attended in the past. So pretty good show. And you get to hear my voice again. So if you're not fed up of it yet, do check that out. Gordo, Jerome, been an absolute pleasure. You get anything else to say before we round this out?
Last thing, not a recap or anything, but out of all three of us, who's top of the fantasy league?
As soon as people get into the fucking fantasy football, like fantasy baseball is where it's at. I want to be finding out about like people's families before I like draft them. That's the kind of thing with baseball.
It is. You need to be doing that. Oh, he might be going on paternity leave soon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, his wife's heavily pregnant. He's going to miss 4 starts in August. Like, that's the thing. A good win to start with, Jerome. Let's see where you are week 36.
Yeah. The money week.
Exactly. Let's see where I am week 36. I'm good at fantasy baseball. I'm notoriously bad at fantasy football. Because it's just the English Premier League. I want to be playing Danish Super League of fantasy.
I've never been top of a fantasy league, so that's why I'm giving it.
Just like yes. Well done.
Gary, put in a round of applause sound effect for Jerome there, please. Yeah. Maybe some trumpets, like make it grand for him.
Yeah, some kind of big entrance.
Superb. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Pleasure to talk to you, as always, Jerome. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening. We shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Good night.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.